Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
We're back to the trade show.
We're
going to give you some tips if you ever have to go to a trade show or you're with a company that goes to a trade show to promote some of their products. You'll know what to do. At least we'll leave you with a couple of tips. Trade shows are kind of fun. Have you been to any here in Taiwan? We have quite a few.
I think I have before, but I'm not sure if it's a trade show or just an exhibition.
Oh.
They're kind of similar, I guess.
They are.
But exhibitions are when people can go in and look at products from companies and stuff, but we're not technically in the industry, you know?
Oh,
we're just kind of. So I don't know if that counts as going to a trade show or not.
I don't know.
I mean, it was at the, you know, the exhibition center,
yeah.
You know, the World Trade Center here in Taipei, you know, and it's a big deal, and there's hundreds of booths in there. So.
I don't think you always have to be part of the industry to attend a trade show. I think it depends on what the industry is. If it's kind of really cool, like video games, they're probably going to charge a fee because they would get a lot of people going there that shouldn't be there.
Well, I've always wanted to go to the Taipei Bike Expo.
Oh, cool.
But I guess they say that, no, you have to be in the industry. If you want to get in, you got to have a business card. You got to have credentials.
You could make yourself a business card.
Possibly. I think they're probably trying to keep the numbers down because bicycling is so popular here. There would be too many people in there. Maybe that's one reason why they restrict it to just people in the industry. But in any case here, our article today actually talks about some of the pros and cons of trade shows and what you should do if you want to make a good impression at a trade show, and also if you go yourself, what you can look for and stuff like that. So let's get to it. Let's talk about going to a trade show, trade show tips. Here we go. Let's listen to our lesson right now. Trade shows are great places to show off not only your company's products, but your business as well. It's a chance to make a good impression, but to pull it off, you'll need to prepare properly. Here are some useful tips. First, you need to make your booth as eye-catching as possible. Pick a simple, bold color scheme that relates to your company's brand. Next, make sure your products are displayed in a professional, organized manner. Also, prepare a portfolio with photos of any products you are unable to display at the booth. You should also put up clear pricing information so people know how much your items cost. Another thing you should do is use visual media. Slideshows and videos will draw more of a crowd than static pictures and objects. The best thing you can do is have interactive displays at your booth. This will get people interested in what your company has to offer. However, all the visual components in the world won't matter if you don't get involved yourself. At trade shows and similar events, it's important to smile, be friendly, and strike up conversations with people at every opportunity. Prepare and memorize a short introductory speech about your company and its products. You'll have to repeat it a lot during the show, so make it entertaining. Remember this, and you're sure to make your mark at your next trade show.
So today we're going to share with you some trade show tips. A tip is a piece of advice that someone gives you who has some experience in that area to kind of help you. So let's see if we can give you some tips here. Trade shows are great places to show off not only your company's products, but your business as well. It's also a good place to show yourself off. If you're trying to make connections in your industry, you know, a lot of people are job hopping these days or going from one company to another, usually after a couple of years, so they can get their salary raised that way. So you want to look good at these trade shows to perhaps your future boss or your future company. Now, if you're showing something off, you're pretty proud of something that you have, and you want everyone to look at it. What you're trying to do is really make a good impression with the people that are there at the trade show. An impression is just sort of a feeling or opinion someone has about someone or something, especially when they've just kind of met you for the first time. We always talk about make a good first impression. People oftentimes will often remember that first impression. So you got to be careful and do your best when you're first meeting people. It's a good chance to make a good impression or leave people feeling like you're pretty cool. But to pull it off or to be successful, you'll need to prepare properly. If you pull something off, it just means you've attempted to do something and you've effectively done it. You've achieved it. And so you were successful. I actually taught a guy here in Taiwan. He worked for a software company called Trend. They make antivirus software. And he was going to San Francisco for a trade show and he wanted help practicing some of his dialogue. And some of the speeches that he'd give, introducing their software. And so it's really important if you want to be successful, especially if you're using English, to practice in advance. Know what you're going to say about yourself. Know a little bit about the area. I told him it was important if he goes to San Francisco to know about the San Francisco sports teams, like the football team. You know?
The Giants.
Guys like
the 49ers.
Guys like to talk about sports.
The San Jose Sharks, stuff like that. So, yes, if you want to pull it off, if you want to be successful, you do need to do your homework. You do need to prepare properly. Here are some useful tips. Now, first, you need to make your booth as eye-catching as possible. Unfortunately, here, the word booth has that TH sound, which doesn't really exist in the Chinese language. It's in the Spanish language in Spain, like corazón.
Yeah.
There's a TH sound there. But in English, it's the th sound. So booth. Make your booth as eye-catching as possible. The booth is like your stand in the show. And if something is eye-catching, that means it catches someone's attention. If they're walking past, they go, ooh, what's that? It's very attractive. I want to check that out.
Now, you should also try to pick a simple, bold color scheme. You'll want to pick some colors that are really attractive. When it's bold, it's probably very bright. Red, dark blue, purple, those are very popular colors at trade shows. You're probably going to want to use your own company's color scheme. Most companies have colors they've chosen in their logos and in some of their packaging, so you'll want to use that color scheme. Color scheme is just another way to say a color plan, because everything needs to match and look good together. That would be your color scheme. If you're getting married, ladies, we often talk about what your colors are going to be. What's your color scheme at your reception and your wedding? How are you going to decorate?
Yeah, it's kind of like a sports team, you know. All the sports teams have different color schemes.
True.
You know, like, let's see, the New York Mets, they have blue and orange, I guess that's their color scheme.
The Phoenix Suns have purple and orange.
Yeah, that's quite eye-catching there.
Yeah.
So if you see that color scheme, you'll know that's your team there. Well, yes, you need to pick that simple, bold color scheme, and it's going to relate to your company's brand. Next, make sure your products are displayed in a professional, organized manner. Don't just set them on the table every which way. You know, you got to have them in some nice, logical order, maybe one higher than the other, maybe one turned kind of slightly to the side or something like that, with other things next to them to make them more attractive. So yes, indeed, you need to work on your display there. It's got to be professional and organized so you know what you're doing, or at least you look like you know what you're doing.
A lot of us who get booths at these trade shows, you can rent a booth, but they'll decorate it for you before they send it to you. Actually, they send the booth to the area where your trade show is being held because they're really heavy, and they help you put them up. And you usually have professionals there who help you design your booth, where things are going to be displayed and organized. I actually think that's the reason the Xerox guys asked me to go, is because they had no talent.
They wanted a woman's touch.
Yeah, I'm better at that stuff than they were. Also, here's another piece of information or a small tip we want to share. You need to prepare a portfolio with photos of any products you're unable to display at your booth. Sometimes, if you have products that are rather large, like a piece of machinery, and you aren't able to actually bring it to the trade show, you want to give people a look at them. These days, we're actually making more videos of some of these things. A portfolio, though, is what we used to use. It's got like a big photo album where you can turn the page and look at different things. An actor or a model, especially a model, they'll often have their own portfolios. And they'll put pictures of their ads and their commercials that they've done in the past so that a potential client or a company can see what kind of work they've done in the past. That's a portfolio. If you're an artist, you'll often have a portfolio with different drawings that you've done and paintings, things like that.
It could be really a huge envelope to have all your paintings or drawings in there. That would be an artist's portfolio. So yes, you need to have a portfolio or maybe even a slideshow, and you want to have photos of those products that you were unable to display at the booth. Maybe they're too big or they were too difficult to move there, so you need to at least have them represented in some way in a photograph or maybe as part of some slideshow.
Yeah, or a video, yeah. Mm. People are doing a lot more these days because our technology is so great. Mm. So, like we said, you're going to need photos, pictures, something visual to show those customers what you can't display. You should also put up clear pricing information so people know how much your items cost. I kind of disagree with this part because if you're in a trade show where you're trading with another business, it's a B2B, business-to-business trade show, you don't put up your prices because you negotiate with different companies and the price that they pay is based on the quantity, the number of items they order. So maybe if you're in a tiny trade show where customers are just people off the street, yeah, you could put up your pricing information. Otherwise, you don't want to post your pricing information if you're going to negotiate with different sized companies. And if you're a bigger company, you usually get a cheaper price.
Yeah, well, as a common man going to some kind of exhibition, I do want to see the prices there. If there aren't prices there, I'm just going to walk to the next booth.
It's kind of frustrating, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to go talk to them and ask them how much their prices are and stuff like that. So I just want to see it up front, but you made a good point there. It kind of depends on the situation. Now, moving now to the next paragraph, it says, another thing you should do is use visual media. And I did allude to this a little earlier. Visual media is going beyond just photographs and drawings and stuff, but we've got slideshows and videos, and they will draw more of a crowd than static pictures and objects. If something's static, it's just still, it's not moving. And a slideshow, of course, is probably done with some kind of computer software on some kind of big monitor, maybe a 24-inch monitor or a 36-1 or something like that.
Yeah.
These are slideshows. Usually slideshows are done through, what, PowerPoint? Is that the one? But you can do them with other programs as well. Mm-hmm. Or even just a video or a corporate video showing all the products in the company with some very nice-sounding voice in the background narrating everything.
When I went with Xerox, we had a big booth, and part of the booth had chairs that an audience could sit down in, and we'd show them a video while we talked with other people. So it depends on how big your booth is, but we had a lot of money because it was Xerox.
Sure.
Now, if something's interactive, guys, it just means it's something that people can act with or interact with. You can touch it. You can maybe it's a video game. If a video game's interactive, it means you can play with it. So it's not something that you just look at and watch and, you know, you can't actually do anything with it. One of the things that's very popular are museums that are interactive for little kids.
Sure.
Museums that have things they can touch and feel, like a science museum. Those are popular.
Yeah, they have little iPods or, you know, touch screen displays that they can touch and stuff. But be careful, though, when you touch those things. Other people have touched them, too, so you need to keep your hands clean afterwards. You might pick up some kind of disease or something, like a cold or something.
Yeah. But
in any case, these are interactive displays at your booth, and this will get people interested in what your company has to offer. If you don't have that stuff, they might just keep on walking to the next booth because people love those things. They love to play with devices and check things out. They don't want to just stand there and kind of look silly, and they don't know what to do with themselves.
Our video was popular because people's feet get tired at these trade shows, and they kind of want to sit down.
Sure.
Now, however, it says all the visual components or parts, a component is a part of a larger system, all these visual components in the world won't matter if you don't get involved yourself. You have to talk to people. If you're shy and you hate talking to people, you shouldn't be in a trade show. You should never go. You kind of have to be engaging. You have to be talkative, pleasant. You want to be involved. Involved just means you're participating. Now, at trade shows and similar events, it's important to smile, be friendly, and strike up conversations. If you strike up a conversation, it means you initiate or start that conversation. That's important because some of the people who are walking by your booth might just keep walking if you don't talk to them.
Absolutely. So, indeed, strike up those conversations. Hello, sir. I see you're interested in our product here. Would you like me to give you a demonstration?
Yeah.
On stuff like, you don't want to be too pushy, of course,
no.
But you can't just say nothing either. So, yes, strike up that conversation. Be friendly. Smile. And do this with people at every opportunity, at any chance you have. Go ahead and do that. Don't be shy. Prepare and memorize a short introductory speech about your company and its products. I don't think you necessarily have to memorize the speech word for word. Otherwise, you might sound like a robot or something. But, you know, memorize the basic information that's going to introduce your company. This is an introductory speech. To memorize, of course, just means to submit it to memory so that you can say it later without the help of a piece of paper or a computer. To memorize a poem, for example.
One of the phrases we used to use as kids all the time is we'd say, I know it by heart, or I learned it by heart. By heart just means you've memorized it, and it's in your heart. Hopefully it's in your brain, too. Introductory means something that just introduces, and it's pretty short, introduces a topic or something about your company, lets them know a little bit. So these are pretty good pieces of advice. I agree with Tom, though. I wouldn't memorize something and keep saying the same thing over and over again because, you know, you might as well just...
You sound flat and boring.
Well, you could record it and just push play all the time,
I guess. Yeah, true. You have to have some kind of human element to it.
Yeah.
And so, yes, you want to introduce your company and its products and maybe its services and stuff like that. And you'll have to repeat it a lot during the show. Maybe, again, not word for word, but you need to make it entertaining. Make it interesting. Don't make it just sound like this. This is our product. We are a company based in San Diego, California. We have 5,000 employees, and our products are sold all over the world.
Boring.
In Asia, Africa, North America, and so on. Now, that's just boring. Who wants to hear that? Hey, our company's based in San Diego. You know, sunny San Diego. You know, you can come there and be on the beach and stuff, and our factories are...
We also offered food at our booth, which was very popular.
Have a snack here. Are you thirsty? Have a drink here. Take as much as you want. No problem. And again, you want to make this entertaining. And remember this. Remember all of these. And then you're sure to make your mark at your next trade show. If you make your mark, that means, hey, you make an impression on everybody. A lot of people will remember you.
Yeah, they'll always remember you in that booth when there are probably over 100 booths. But they'll remember you because you were successful. Okay, guys, we're going to listen for a brief time to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们继续来看 trade show tips. 好，提到商展，那商展行销，要怎么做呢？好，首先呢，商展它能够做到什么啊 ？Not only, but also. 这个句型大家应该很熟悉，不过这边用的是 not only, but as well.好，不仅它可以展现公司的产品，也是展现公司的绝佳场所。好，注意到句型里的 as well， 它一定是摆在最后。当然，如果你把它换成 not only but also， 也是一样的。接下来，他说，那如果你要成功，要把它做好，一定要适当的准备。To pull it off， to 这当然是表示目的的，这个不定词。表示 in order to， 你要 pull it off。 好，那这个片语就是达阵成功做好。如果要成功，那接下来就告诉大家几个 useful tips。 好，有哪些诀窍呢？要提到诀窍，如果你有层次说明，第一点、第二点，第一点当然就是 first。 好，第一点说了，你要怎么办？尽量让你的摊位引人注目。好，首先看到 引人注目是 eye-catching， 这是一个复合形容词。好，记得你复合形容词里头后面这个 ing 跟 ed 很重要，到底用哪一个形哦？要想清楚。当然，因为你说到你商展的产品可以 catch your eyes， 所以说你当然会用到主动的 ing。好，第二点呢，这边还要注意的呢，就是 as possible。这个 possible 啊，它其实我们知道这是尽可能，但是有很多人呢，他就会用错，他会写到。As possible as you can， 这是完全错误的句型。请记得，中文虽然是尽可能，英文可不能够直接写 as possible as you can， 你只能说 as， 好，形容词在中间后面 as possible， 或是形容词在中间后面写 as you can。好，我们继续来看，那这一点下面当然有几个细节他要你注意到，所以要注意的是他怎么样去用 transitional words， 这种转折词来告诉你第一点第二点等等。好，看到 next， 这就是一个很好的所谓的 transitional word， 然后接下来写 also， 那就另外一点，然后呢到后面他又写 you shouldAlso put up clear pricing information， 这个又来了一个 also， 所以这都是一层接着一层。好， transitional words 是很重要的，尤其当你有一个步骤要解释给别人听的时候。好，那我们接下来就看这个 put up 这个片语，他说 you should also put up clear pricing information， 当然讲的是定价资讯，那你应该要贴张贴清楚的定价资讯。好，张贴就是 put up。 还有呢，后面他还说到这边啊，谈完摊位引人注目之后，我们来看下一段，就告诉你摊位之外你想要让大家能够到你这边来做生意，那一定是要用视觉媒体。那这另一件该做的事，这个句构Another thing you should do is， 注意到了吗？后面接的是一个原形动词的 use。 好，我们有几个句型哦，其实很像，比如说 All you need to do is 也是这样的，你在后面这个 be 动词，接下来当然就是表示要做什么，你该做的是什么，那这个是后头接的要用原形动词。好，文法上可能会有点让你觉得不太习惯，可是其实句型的限制就是如此，它基本上是把一个不定词的 to 给省略了，所以你会看到的是一个原形动词。好，再来我们来看下面呢，他说到要视觉媒体的话，当然最好就是可以在你的摊位上有互动式的展览品。那看到了，这里也一样哦。The best thing you can do is， 这跟刚刚都是一样的句型， be 动词后面用原动，所以你看到的是 have 原形动词。好，那这点就可以帮助你做生意了。如果有互动式的展览品，那大家对你的公司提供的东西就会有兴趣。好，接下来最后，不要忘记，尽管你的摊位弄得很漂亮，或者是很井井有条引人注目，或者是你用了视觉媒体吸引大众的目光，自己一定要参与，其实就是告诉你这是最重要的一点。那你要做什么呢？ Get involved， 自己要参与，这样大家才会来。那在这一点的说明里头，他有提到一点，It's important to smile, be friendly, and strike up conversations with people at every opportunity. 好，要 involve 的意思就是怎么样跟别人、跟你的来宾们、跟你的客人们会谈，怎么样要微笑、要亲切。好，和他们攀谈、和他们聊聊天，这点很重要。那聊天这个片语是 strike up conversations。好，我们这个单元解释到这里结束，谢谢大家，我们下次见。
Okay, now we have some discussion questions. Tom, I'll ask you this first. Here's the first one. Have you ever been to a trade show, fair, or a similar event? Describe your experience.
Well, I guess, yes, I have been to such an event. Like I said before, I didn't think it was an actual trade show. It was more of an exhibition. But yes, indeed, it was quite interesting. There was quite a lot of stuff to see there. There's the book exhibition that's held at the Trade Center, or the World Trade Center in Taipei, I guess once a year or so. And I went there once and I was looking at the books and stuff like that. But I've kind of become more of an e-book reader and not so much of a paper book reader.
I don't like e-books. I've tried.
Yeah, some people like them. Some people don't. For me, it's a matter of convenience because I can order books online and have them just like that.
Yeah.
Whereas in the old days, if I wanted a book, I'd have to wait until the next time I go back to the States or have my brother or a friend go down to the local bookstore and send it to me or order it from Amazon.com. It takes a while. Mm-hmm. But in any case here, that's an example of a trade show. I've been to other ones like educational trade shows where they are specifically geared for English teaching and stuff like that. And they're quite fun and there's stuff to drink and people to talk to. And it's quite an experience and something I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. How about you?
Been to a couple. I participated in some trade shows in the U.S., but I also went to a trade show in China. I was in Tianjin with some friends of mine who were from a bank, and they were there to actually make business loans. And so we had a lot of people coming up to us wanting money and wanting loans to start new businesses. That was an interesting experience.
Got to check out the background and stuff.
One of the things that I hate about trade shows, though, is just the amount of standing and walking that you have to do. And usually women, especially if you're hosting a booth in a trade show, you have high heels on. It just is a killer on our feet.
Maybe you should just wear sneakers and just put them below the table so no one can see you or something like that.
Yeah, you know, we got to look glamorous. That's part
of
it.
Still got to wear those high-heeled shoes. Well, let me throw this question at you here, the last question. How would you introduce your school or company in a short speech?
My school or company? Let's see. Well, pretend I own my own singing school. I've been thinking about that. Okay. I would just introduce it as being one of the newest singing schools in the area. We teach in Chinese and English, which would be very popular, I think, for some of the parents. And we have choirs that you can join as well. And I would have videos of the kids singing and some of our best singers performing. I'd do all of that. But I would definitely have interactive things as well.
I think you'd also have to let the people know of your credentials, where you studied before and, you know, what orchestras and stuff you've performed with. Otherwise, they probably won't be interested in checking you out. So if you can say you went to the Juilliard School or Easton or something, they would stop right there and say, oh, really? How can I sign up? I want to start singing tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. That's a good tip right there because your credentials or your background, your resume is pretty important too, especially when you're representing yourself and your company. Guys, we really appreciate that you joined us. We hope you learned just a little bit more, and we hope that you are prepared the next time you get to go to a trade show, whether you're a participant or someone who's just there to see the products.
Absolutely. Yeah. So thank you for joining us, and make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.